proclamation number 7754 dated the November 24, 1960. The transformation work of Earth. In my plan of eternity, the day is determined which signifies the end of this Earth, which both earthly as well as spiritually entails a total change. And my plan will irrevocably be carried out, for I foresaw humanity's low spiritual level from the start, and thus the plan of salvation is devised such that it will time and again include new developmental eras, as my love and wisdom foresaw this to be good for the spiritual beings which are intended to advance in their maturity. Thus one developmental period comes to an end and a new one will start again. The end of the Earth can never purely be regarded as a work of destruction. It also must be realized that the still-bound spiritual substances also need help to continue their development and that therefore the creation of a new Earth has become necessary, which first requires the disintegration of the old works of creation on Earth. But I will not let anything come upon humanity without announcing it in advance so that they can prepare themselves for it, so that they can still do what it takes in order to avoid the dreadful fate of a new banishment, which will meet those people who fail, who exist without faith in me and who therefore have not used their life on earth to liberate themselves. Time after time I announce the end to people, and again I point out the signs which reveal the last days. Time after time I warn those people who carelessly and thoughtlessly live from day to day and through seers and prophets to refer them to the near judgment, for the day of the end was set from the start because I foresaw that a spiritual change for the better will not happen anymore and because people's low spiritual level requires an end. And thus all references, all prophecies, concerning a near end should only ever be considered to be loving gestures of admonition and warning by which your God and Creator would still like to save you before it is too late. I truly don't want your downfall, I want you to live forever and still obtain this life on earth. But you don't take any notice of what I let you know and have predicted since the beginning of the epoch. You transfer all these announcements into the future and don't take into account that one day even the future will become the present. And the time has come when my word is fulfilling itself, when my plan of salvation is being carried out. And no matter how much you doubt when the near end is announced to you, it will take you by surprise because the time has come to an end. Even if 1,000 years are like a day before me, this day will also come to an end, just as 1,000 years will pass by, and you are standing at the verge. It is you who will experience the end if I don't recall one or the other of you prematurely for their own sake. You should always bear the near end in mind, you should live as if every day is your last, as if you will have to justify yourselves the next day. And you will truly do well by turning your thoughts heavenwards, by considering the spiritual life more than the earthly one, for then you will not need to dread an end either, you will calmly look ahead to whatever approaches you. But you will also believe that the end of this earth has come. You will recognize the signs of the time and appeal to me for strength, and you will certainly be saved from ruin. Amen.